Hello, my luscious ones. What fun and horny and snowy and cold and whatever adjectives I could think of to describe last month. I didn't have too many hijinks or crazy, naughty questions that came to mind, as they often seem to do every month. I had kind of a series of little mishaps over the month. I was talking to someone live on one of those particular days where I, like, fell in the snow, broke the handle of my car door, my phone ran out of battery, and it got wet because it fell in the snow, so I couldn't charge it, and I had to pick someone up, and I couldn't contact them, and a whole bunch of calamities happened on that day. At least that's the word I used to describe them, because in my mind, I don't know why I have this thought that a calamity is just like a little mishap, a little setback, or something crazy that happened to me in the day. But I have since learned that a calamity is a big disaster, so I better not continue to say my month of February was full of little calamities. It was just one of those months with some weird ups and downs, but still a good month. Definitely a horny month, which I think would be music to your ears. I don't know what it was. I was watching more porn in February. I was reading more smut than I usually have time for. Then again, I have limited a lot of my wasted social media type of time. Not stuff that I would do with some of you or that type of thing. Just like looking at memes and videos and stuff. So a lot more time. I just trade that in for porn, which is much better in my opinion anyways. So it's been one of those months, and it has me really missing my good old Tumblr days when Tumblr had all the porn you could want at your fingertips. It was always my go-to place for porn, and it's slowly kind of making a comeback, but nowhere near to where it was. And I just don't find that anywhere compares to how I got my porn, I guess. Like, there's porn everywhere, and there's some good stuff, but it was just easier to find exactly what suited me in Tumblr. So I miss that. And I'll get kind of circle back to that in a little bit. One of the things that I did want to mention, and this is more for those of you that may still exist in the chat tiers, the one-on-one personal chat tiers that I had at one time and that are still available, I guess, in Subscribestar, and or those of you that I have one-on-one chats with regularly in Skype, because I don't know if some of you have heard or not, but yesterday Skype announced that it will be closing down forever as of May this year. Never fear, there are always alternatives to things like that. I already take one-on-one chats through Discord and Night Flirt, but I am looking for a replacement for Skype. The two front runners right now, after my brief investigations, are either Telegram, probably, or Signal. I don't know if some of you have used those apps or have any recommendations, but I'd love to hear them. And then I'll announce what I'm switching over to a little later this month and try and start migrating callers over to one of those services to make sure that they all work well in the way we'd expect them to before Skype officially closes its doors in May. So never fear, I'm still around. You're still going to be able to get to me pretty easily, hopefully. Also this month, well, March, we're already in March, and now I will be trying to post some more permanent, or at least some of my availability for this month for calls, because I know that sometimes it's hard to reach me. My schedule's all over the place, but I'll try and lock it down a bit for March and post my availability on my website so people can find that. I'll do that probably by the end of the weekend and try to stick to that for March as well. But always my top priority is creating naughty tales for my subscribers and listeners who enjoy that. So what will I be sharing with you this month? Oh, sorry. Before I get to that, just a reminder also that library links and passwords are going to be changing probably around the 5th of the month. So check your direct messages for the most recent password for the erotic library. On that note too, sorry, I keep getting sidetracked with these things I remember. I should really script these out better. But I believe it's just a Patreon type of issue. And I think it's only with those who may subscribe at a yearly subscription rate. Sometimes when I ask Patreon to give me the list of all my current subscribers to send out the updated passwords, it misses those subscribers for some reason. And I don't know if it's just those. For whatever reason, if you're subscribed and you didn't get a message from me with your monthly password update, please, please reach out to me. It's never, ever, ever intentional at all. I want to know. I want to figure out if or how I'm possibly missing anyone. It doesn't happen often. Not that I know of. I think I got one person last month, but it does seem to be a little bit of a glitch. So please let me know and I will send you the passwords. Okay, what do I have planned for this month? Well, I have had this in my mind for a little bit. It's nothing revolutionary, but I keep coming back to this workplace fun, like variations of things, naughty things in the workplace. And I was trying to hold back in February because I kept getting more and more ideas. And I'm like, oh, fuck, this is all just work related. So I thought, let me try and make that a bit of a theme for March. So things like maybe getting caught by a new secretary at work or a cleaning lady or your partner, or I'm also thinking of a bring your daughter or son to workday audio, adult daughters or sons of course, but just various workplace scenarios. Along the same lines, I guess, would be the first in my blue collar bimbo. I'm not sure if that's going to be the title of the series. That's sort of the working title, but a blue collar slut, similarly a workplace type of audio. So some of those would be a theme for next month. In addition, March to me always equals spring break time. And I definitely have a spring break type of story that someone's written and I have permission to read, but I probably will be inspired to do my own or maybe an extension of that spring break story as well. I have still a long script that I have to fill that's a very hot and dirty workplace slut story that I wanted to do in February, but it fit much better with my March theme. So I'm going to put that in March. I'm always going to slip in some of my favorites, like hot wife tales, letters to Lacey, maybe even a naughty nanny tale, because those have sort of been with me this month. Just sort of the forbidden fruit, like I was talking about in my live event. That's still with me. That's still kind of making me crazy horny this month. And since this update doesn't have any of my normal wacky musings, I did have a request a while ago from someone who just wanted me to talk about my porn preferences, some weird requests I have, just sort of a little bit of insight, personal insight from me. So I'll be taking that recommendation and creating an audio, sharing some just interesting, naughty things with you. And if you have curious questions that you've always wanted to ask me and don't get an opportunity to talk with me live, you can message me with them, leave them in the comments of this post. I'll put a little message in Discord as well, where you could leave any questions that you might want me to get to in that type of update audio later this month. I know overall that February has been a challenging month for a lot of you for many reasons, and I just hope I can continue to provide some stress relief and joy and entertainment for you all in March. It's kind of what I do, what I love to do, and your support allows me to do that. So thank you so, so much. Have a fantastic rest of your weekend, and I'll be whispering dirty tales in your ears again soon. Bye for now, my luscious ones, Lacey.